Hello?
Hello?
My name is Jerry. I'm calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household, please. Would that be you?
That would be.
Okay. Great. Now, would you tell me what is the type of home you have? Single family home, townhome, apartment, or condo, or a
condo.
Mobile home, matter of fact. Okay.
Condo.
Do you own or rent your home?
I own it.
Okay. Please tell me, what year was your home built?
2004.
How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 2015, so 9 years. It's going to be 9 years next month, I believe.
Okay. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm?
Yep.
And hurricanes, category between 1 and 5?
Yes.
Which one? Which category?
I think we got a 2 and a 3.
2 and 3. Okay. Can you tell me the name and or year of the tropical storm?
Oh, my God. Irene was one. And that was, shit.
I'm sorry. You said Irene? 2001?
Yeah. No, not 2001. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
One of them was right after we bought it. It was like 15 or 16 or something. Christopher, there you go.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Yeah. No, I understand. But the tropical storm, you said it was Irene, correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. And Irma.
It was Irma. Irma, not Irene. Irma.
Oh, Irma. Okay.
So we got hit by Irma, and we got hit by, which one was the other one? I don't remember the other one. But, yeah, it was Irma was one.
Okay. Give me 1 second. So that was in terms of the hurricane, right?
Mm-hmm.
Irma. Okay, give me a second. 2017. So for the tropical storm and the category and the other hurricane, you don't remember those?
No, but it was right around. It was 1 year different. So if this one was 2017, the other one was 19 or 20. Maybe Ian. Ian in 22.
I think maybe. Ian. Yeah, Ian, it says Ian is 2022.
Yeah.
Would that be correct?
Okay. That could be, yeah.
That's it, too. Okay. Okay, and just on, a vague idea of the year in which the tropical storm happened?
We had a few. Off the top of my head, no, I don't. Years run into one another.
Right. Oh, give me 1 second. We don't have. All right. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Actually, a condo, yeah, once with Irma.
Right, but physically damaged by a hurricane, right?
Yep.
Okay, good.
We got a water leak.
Oh, well, sorry. Okay, so what was the estimated damage in dollars?
It was very small. I think it was like $3,000 or $3,500, something of that nature.
I'm sorry, 2,000 or how much?
Oh no, it's at 3,500.
No, oh, okay.
3,500. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it the debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damage in your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
It was probably wind that damaged the roof and then let
damage the roof. Right, yeah. Right. Okay, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazard? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Somewhat, okay. If a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I would leave. I would just evacuate.
Evacuate, okay. That's it. So when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane?
When a hurricane...
We'll just keep referring to it as home. That's the way the survey set in, but I did put that option that it was a condo at the beginning of it. So I'm sorry for the confusion. So the options are when a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home's already prepared and could be secure within a few hours.
My home is already secured, prepared, and could be secured in a few hours.
Okay. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain or somewhat certain or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Somewhat. Okay. Please select your top three sources of information. I can give you a list, internet sources other than social media.
Mm-hmm.
We got that one, okay. Radio, TV.
I would say TV, the news.
TV, okay. Newspaper or print media?
No.
No. Friends and family?
No.
No. Social media?
I don't do social media.
Okay. Neither WhatsApp for information?
No, I don't use that.
No. Okay. Any other source of information you want to mention here? Besides internet sources and TV?
The weather app. I use the weather app a lot.
Oh. The weather app. Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Appreciate your patience and participation so far. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
3.
Okay. How many of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Loss of income or employment, cost of housing, property taxes, transportation costs, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, or cost of childcare, something else you want to mention, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
None of them, okay. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It is, yes.
Both or which one?
Both. I live on the beach.
Flood and evacuation. Okay. Oh, okay. What is the letter designation for the flood zone? A, B, or C?
I don't know. I've never checked.
Oh, okay.
See, my building
what
is...
Go
ahead.
It's all right if you don't remember.
Yeah, my building is in a flooding zone, but I'm on the 6th floor, so my apartment, my condo, is not going to flood.
Uh-huh. Right. And you don't remember the letter for it, right? It's fine. It's fine. No problem. What is the letter designation for the evacuation zone, if you remember this one?
I don't. I can look it up.
No problem. No problem. When would you evacuate? I'm going to read you a list. If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if an emergency management, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
The one before that. When there's an order to evacuate.
Emergency management officials?
Yeah.
Correct? Okay, gotcha. Yeah. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of... Go ahead.
I would go to a hotel inland. Which is what we did last time.
Now, would you say within the state or to another state?
Within the state, preferably.
Within the state, okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Vehicle, okay. Three.
Three vehicles, okay. What is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
I have an umbrella, which is $1,000. I think that's what it would cover.
$1,000, okay. How confident are you that you could come up with $1,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Okay.
I am certain I could come up with... Oh, okay.
Certain, yeah.
Okay. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last year? Has it decreased significantly, decreased somewhat, remained the same, increased somewhat, between 1 and 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
Increase somewhat.
Okay. What about in the last 1 to 3 years?
Same thing. Not even 10%.
You said increase somewhat? What?
Somewhat.
The
yep.
same?
Yep.
Okay. In the last 3 to 5 years, did it decrease, remain the same? Increase?
Increased a little bit.
For the past 5 to 10 years.
You're breaking up. I can barely hear you now. I'm sorry.
Years.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that? Were you breaking up? I can barely hear you. I apologize.
Yeah. So, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last 5 to 10 years?
Slight
increase. A lot? Slightly increased. Okay.
Slightly increased, yeah.
Gotcha. We're almost done. I just want to thank you very much for your patience so far. Moving on. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change the insurance provider? Did you increase the amount of deductible? Did you decrease coverage? Or nothing? You just kept paying a higher rate? Or something else that you want to share?
Nothing. I just paid the higher rate.
You just paid it. Okay. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%?
I don't think I would do it.
So it would be 100%. I want to be insured for the full replacement value.
That's correct, yes.
Is that how you feel? Okay. All right. Which of the following would you consider taken if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
I would not move from my home right now.
You wouldn't, okay. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
No.
No, okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
Is it to me personally or to the neighborhood?
It says the area. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs?
FEMA, federal.
Federal?
Yeah, FEMA, federal? Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
That's what they're for, right?
Right. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced? One means no confidence, 3 is reasonable confidence, and 5 is very high confidence.
I would say 5. They're strict.
5, okay. Still, how much confidence do you have that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
3.
3, okay.
Too much greed.
All right, the next one says that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk.
I don't think so, no.
One is no confidence.
Yeah, no confidence.
Okay. How much confidence that new developments take into account flood risks?
High confidence.
High confidence. All right. That building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss. How much confidence do you have in that?
That's 3.
3. Okay. Next, I'd like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Yes.
Both? Do you believe it's happening and it will, and that you will be affected?
I believe it's happening. I'm not sure I'll be affected. So yes and no.
Okay, gotcha. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes? Increase property taxes? Increase both income and property taxes? Or something else?
Property taxes.
The property? Okay, property taxes. Most of Florida's coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters or 33 feet above sea level, right? And are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately?
Extremely.
Extremely, okay. When you purchase your home, which characteristics, or in this case your condo, right, which characteristics were the most important to you? If you can just tell me, I'll just try and note it down here.
Okay.
Or I can give you a list if you prefer.
We wanted to be on the beach, so we found a beach property. That's what we wanted. In a good neighborhood.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that was it. No.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. How long do you plan on living in your current address? Less than a year? Between 1 to less than 3? 3 to less than 5? 5 to less than 10? 10 to less than 20 or more than 20 years?
More than 20.
More than 20, okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. Could you please tell me your age?
55.
What is your gender?
Male.
Okay. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two, including myself.
Two. And how many people are under 12 years old?
None.
Okay. And how many people are 65 or older?
None.
Okay. What is your marital status?
Married.
Married, okay. What is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
Masters.
Masters? Okay.
Yep.
Are you of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. What racial group do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Caucasian, okay. What language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. Please tell me which is the income range for your household. Under 20,000, 20 to less than 30,000, 30 to less than 50, 50 to less than 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Okay. These were all the questions I had. Thank you very much for your responses. I hope you have a great evening.
Well, you do as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.